This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What was that?
That was you.
Tints. They want the tints. Paul Sarah was with us this last week, and he left us with a parting gift, a brand new drop.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
The tints on their cars. Well, what else would it be? Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg back behind the glass. We are dialed in today on a Wednesday. one more time.
When you said it, I took a double take, too, because I'm
did?
Like, oh, yeah, I took a double take because I'm like, wait a second, did she say the N? Yes. Maybe she,
tint.
Yeah, yes, tint.
Window tints.
Stating the obvious.
Oh,
anyway, speaking of Heather, let's get to your attic.
Let's get to it.
What'd you find?
So... Interesting segue. So we've been getting ready for this big garage sale, right? And we have put stuff up in our attic just to store things, usually winter things. You know, there's some sleds and things like that. So I told Colin, I was like, you know what? I'm looking for these planters. He's like, I bought whatever. I have these planters that I want to get rid of. I'm like, where'd they go? And he's like, oh, I moved them to the attic. I'm like, let's get them down. Let's get them ready to sell. So he went up there and he was like, do you want to come up here too? I'm like, okay. So I had never really been up in the attic before, so I got up there. I'm like, look at this, look at this. Oh my, and he's been putting stuff up there, so I didn't even realize. I had a mirror up there, some home decor things. I'm like, why are you shoving this in the attic? But either way, got all that down.
Yeah.
And then I was looking through other stuff, and the previous homeowner, or whoever, well, it had to have been a previous homeowner. I don't know if it was the last or the first, had left some stuff up there. There was some other winter items, some other sleds, kids' items. And then I came across this sweet old pedal car just chilling up in the attic. I'm like, we got to bring this down. So I was checking it out and I'm like, Brooks is going to love this thing. And he's like, we're selling this, right? Like, it's crap. Get it out of here. We're going to sell it at the garage. So I'm like, hold on a minute. Like, this is really cool. And my first thought is like, I'm going to use this for his, like, a photo shoot for his second, his two-year-old photos that we always get done every year. And I'm like, this will be so cool because he loves cars. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's vintage. It's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some like...
Needs a little body work. A little Bondo.
Yeah, there's no dents, but the some of the paint and
oh, it's just scraped off. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is so cool. I'm going to save this, use it for his photos, let him play with it a little bit. And then I was like, I wonder what this is. Because
Yeah, like how old is it?
It's from like the late 50s.
Oh, wow.
I think.
It's a classic. Should have put it in the Dream Cruise.
Well, that's what was so fitting. It was like the weekend we found it was the Dream Cruise weekend. But I started looking at it online because I'm like, okay, what is this? And some of these have sold for nothing crazy, but a decent amount of money online.
Sure, because they're classics.
Pretty cool. This is, and if you know me,
I'm sure
like,
it's a
my
trap,
dream
but...
has always been that like I'm gonna find this like piece of history and take it to Antique Roadshow and I'm gonna be a millionaire. Of course, this is not it, but it was still fun to find in the attic, not knowing that it was up there.
Have you guys, by any chance? And I don't know why you would. This is something that probably only I would do. But have you looked under the hood? Have you turned it over? Is there any like inscription on it? Sometimes like...
Oh, no, I haven't done that.
You should look just to see if it might say Christmas 1956. You know, little Bobby's Christmas present or whatever.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Well, because that's what sparks my curiosity now is that I want to know the history. Like,
yeah.
Clearly it didn't mean anything, or they forgot it was up there to the family who left it there.
Or they just thought it was trash and were like, well, let somebody else deal with
this. Exactly. Yeah. There was Christmas decor up there too, like wreaths and garland and lights and sleds. There was like one of those old school sled with like with the metal runners.
Oh, the old radio flyer.
That was up there. Stuff like that.
So you think it was left on purpose or not?
Probably.
Okay.
I'm guessing there's
sure
like
it matters, but
yeah. Oh, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
But
and now you're gonna come back and claim it at this point.
I think it's really cool, and so does Brooks. He can't figure out how to make it move properly. He just uses his feet.
Sure, he does the Fred
and
Flintstone.
Tries to steer it, but everything works.
Okay.
It's really neat. So
that's awesome.
It did spark my curiosity too about like what have other people found in their house or at a garage sale. That's like I bought this for $2, and it turns out it was worth $10,000.
Right. I don't know that I've never had anything like that. I'm so intrigued by this car. I would be amazed about this car.
It's really
just
cool.
A suggestion because some of the paint and stuff is yeah. What color is it?
But when you look online of things that have sold at auction, it looks just like the one. It looks just like this. It's baby blue.
Oh yeah,
with the red steering wheel and like the red rims on the.
It looks like an old Firebird.
It's so cool.
Since the paint is scraped off a little bit, one of the things you could do, you could restore it. Like, and it's a can of spray paint that you just go and put a fresh coat of paint on it.
But how do you preserve all the details?
Tape. Trust me, it's not an easy process. Yeah, but that's restoring a classic. It's time and effort.
That's a lot of time. I kind of like that it's imperfect. Like, I like that it looks like it is how old it is.
Yeah.
But I could, I guess. I wouldn't, but I could restore it.
Jim, have you ever found anything that would be like an antique, a classic? And again, we'd like to ask our listeners, 248-539-9797, have you been at a garage sale, an auction? You know, we pulled up to a neighborhood where we were dropping Ellie off for softball last week, and it said estate sale. And I mentioned to you, like when I see garage sales, I love to stop and just see if there's anything like that. Because we got at a antique show, I think it was last year, maybe it was the year before. But one of the old rocking horses that's on the springs.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
got the four springs at each corner. And Teddy loved that. It's still in our basement. We need to pull it out because he might actually sit on it and just... go right to the ground now. But it would be awesome.
Crash.
There was nothing in our attic when we moved in. I mean, we had the generic stuff that like people leave like a table in the laundry room, but like nothing like historic or cool like this.
It was a fun finding.
That's
like
awesome.
It was really exciting. Yeah. I was excited. Colin was like, "Oh, great, more crap we got to get rid of."
Was this
but
the only
I was
find? Because you said there was other stuff.
Well, just like the Christmas stuff and the sleds.
But, like, did
the
you
sleds,
like look yeah. through more aggressively, thinking, "Oh,
no,
if they left that, they might have
like
left."
It was like a sauna up there, and I just we got what we needed to get down and got down. And
attics are hot.
I know, and on the day we went up there, it was tremendously hot.
You said it was this week. It was Saturday.
Yeah, it was
the hottest day ever.
So I investigated what I could, and this was just the area over the garage where we found it. But this is like my dream.
It's to find something like that. Yeah, well, dreams do come true, obviously.
Well, I would like it to be more valuable, but
also
if it was, I would never know because I don't know enough about old antiques. But
hold on, you have it as a win. It's like a cute birthday gift for your will be a 2 year old. You wouldn't want to sell that.
Not until he's grown out of it. This is next year's garage sale.
But it's also then where do you put this?
in the garage so that he can hop in it and go for a stroll.
Yeah, he's got to figure out how to pedal it first. If he's going
Fred Flintstone style, as long as he's in it and he's playing, it doesn't matter.
It's just, he takes that steering wheel. I'm like, don't break it, buddy.
Little WD-40. Be good to go.
Some text coming in. I bought a Scotty Cameron putter at a garage sale for $5. It's a $600 putter that I still use to this day.
Oh, there you go. There's a find. I wouldn't even know. If I was looking at golf clubs, I wouldn't know what I was looking at.
The only thing we have in our attic is a creepy old children's bed frame. We won't get rid of it because we're afraid if we do, the house will become haunted.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get rid of the ghost bed. Then he's got to find somewhere new to sleep.
Oh, no. Ticket text 248.
I don't know why it's a he, but it could be a she.
I pictured a she.
Oh, you did?
I did.
A girl ghost?
And a girl bed. Like, I picture it being like white, painted with flowers. Yeah.
Yeah. See, my mind was, it was
brass,
old wood.
Maybe. Yeah.
So if you trade away the bed, you'll be haunted.
That's what they think. Yes.
Yeah.
So
unless
I better keep that car.
Does the ghost go with the bed? Because it may be the way that that could be your exorcism. Just get rid of the bed and the ghost goes with the bed.
Someone didn't realize they bought a haunted bed frame.
Right.
That's their problem.
That's their problem. Oh, then.
Is that from
yeah.
Scott,
yeah.
by the way?
No returns.
I think it was Scott, yeah. Am I missing something?
Yeah, it's over my head, yes.
Oh, yes. Haunting trade deadline, Scott. Oh. Tickets took
that
me a
was
second.
Deep, yes.
Deep cuts. Greg is back, and we're getting used to it. marbles in their grandparents' attic, Todd in a truck. We'll get more of yours, 248-539-9797. Heather found this really cool pedal car in the attic, and now it's kind of a great gift for her son. What have you found? Treasures. It's 97.1.
Hey, in sports, when you're sidelined by an injury, it's personal. The same goes for life. That's where personal injury attorney David Femininio steps in. And trust me, after an accident, you need an attorney who's going to make it personal. That someone is David Femininio. His slogan is "Get David, get paid." Well, it's not just a slogan to him. It's his promise to take care of you. So if you or someone you know has been injured, tell him to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We'll get to the phones in a second. Heather found a pedal car in the attic over the weekend in one of those classic 1950s style.
It's so cool. Because it's just so vintage, and it was like a surprise. We didn't know it was there. And Brooks loves cars. Like, he is obsessed with cars. So it was exciting when he first saw it. We kind of left it right in the middle of the garage.
You cannot put that in the garage sale.
Colin wants to get rid of it. But
Colin, if Colin is listening right now, I have to tell him the idea I had for you at the break. Paint the entire thing Honolulu blue. And then get yourself a couple of the stickers of the Black Lions logo. Put that on each side. Put the black stripe right down the middle. Now you got yourself, I mean, because we've seen the helmet.
Yes.
That Brooks loved. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going from that to this, like it just absolutely fits. And then get him a new helmet, a new Lions helmet. This gets even better. He could be riding around in his Lions car with his Lions helmet on. It'd be amazing.
Coolest kid on the street.
Absolutely.
Texter saying, don't restore this. Says the value is in the original paint. If it's robin egg blue, it could be worth a lot. People saying it cuts the value in half if you restore the car.
There's no question it does, but it's yours.
But it's also, what is the value? And is it like...
We're going full Antiques Roadshow here.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want somebody to come over and appraise it. No, I don't think it'd be worth that much. To me, I think
it's more valuable as the memories.
So here's, if you are considering breaking your son's heart and putting it in the garage sale, and he has to sit there and watch his new favorite toy walk away for some other kid to have fun with.
But it's not what
am I laying on thick enough?
It also seems like a death trap. I mean, it's all metal. Like
all the good toys are death traps.
It's got this like the steering wheel has this bolt in the middle, right, to hold it on. But it's like, man, you get going fast, you hit a bump, and your face hits it.
That's why he wears the helmet. Okay, so I've got answers for every injury that could possibly happen. But if you are considering, even if you keep it and you keep it original, you let Brooks play with it, and then when he grows out of it, and you're like, okay, we've got this thing. Take it to an antiques dealer.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to tell you what a good antiques dealer will tell you exactly what the value is. They may even make you an offer.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's badass.
I mean, it's cool just to, like, if you had a place just to display it.
Yeah.
Like, it's pretty. It's a really pretty
car. It's
I know,
pretty.
But it's the baby blue,
it's manly and,
the red. It's neat.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Let's get to the phones. We got Troy. You're on 97.1.
How you doing?
What's good up? Morning.
I went to a garage sale about 10 years ago, and I bought some A-Tracks, and a couple of them I sold on eBay for almost $600.
Oh, sweet.
Really?
That's a good win.
Yeah. They're Iron Maiden.
What were the bands or the artists?
Iron Maiden.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, about 50 cents a piece, so it was a good profit.
That's a nice profit there. There you go. It's a good find. Let's get to Martha.
Love that.
In Ann Arbor. You're on 97.1. Good morning, Martha.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, cool topic. So, my parents were big book lovers. My dad's a World War II vet, and there was a bookshelf with a bunch of old books in it. I never paid attention growing up because it was military stuff, and I wasn't interested. Well, my son, he was pretty interested, so he started thumbing through some of these books. And in one of them, he found one of the actual letters that Eisenhower sent out to the thousands of troops that the war was over and declared victory.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, pretty cool. We have a letter from Eisenhower in the house. It's pretty cool.
Did you frame it? And is it on display?
It's in the... We actually have we created a little display with my dad's hats and stuff. Pretty cool. My son's a real World War II like fanatic, so
that's really cool.
Our generations are really wide. So his grandfather is a vet. Passed away now, but he's got some nice souvenirs, so it's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a hell of a find.
That's sweet. Way cooler than the car, but pretty awesome.
On a different level, yeah. Different.
Yeah.
Well, you're going into
it's not something you could play with. You just look at it.
No, but it's like, it what
tells a
piece
a great
of history.
Story. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm still intrigued by the car.
The car is awesome.
Going in a different direction, see some of the ticket texts we have here. Helped my sister move into her new house last year. The people left behind a pound of weed in the freezer.
It has value.
I didn't find...
Could become a dealer.
I didn't find anything in the attic, but I looked in the drop ceiling of the basement and I found old adult magazines that my brothers had in their teen years.
There you go. Now, okay.
That's great.
Without getting too weird, those sometimes, depending on who is in the very middle, could be...
The centerfold?
Yeah, mm-hmm. could be a collector's item.
Could be.
Sure could be.
Especially since Hugh's no longer with us.
I bought a used car in high school once and ended up finding $1,500 in ones and fives rolled underneath the back seat, Derek, in a car.
Wow. Ones and fives all rolled up.
Wow.
Bought it from a stripper? I don't know. 248-539-9797. Hey, Tiger manager AJ Hinch is going to join us this morning at 8:02. Tigers won last night in dramatics with a walk-off walk. Take the series with the Houston Astros. We'll catch up with AJ in just about 30 minutes or so. We'll get into the Tigers in a potential new division at 7:35. But first, Heather with the news.
All right, this is pretty cool. Fans are flocking to Comerica Park this season, and some new data released on Tuesday shows that the Tigers have already surpassed their entire 2024 home attendance figure after getting through 64 home games so far. Well, I guess technically probably 65. This was not including yesterday's home games.
If you heads up, if you win... They will come.
Yes,
I've heard that, yes.
So last year's total of 1,558,295 fans was set over a 78-day home calendar. So we've already done that. And attendance, let's see, following Monday's game, attendance for 2025 is averaging 29,104 fans per game. And with 16 home games currently remaining on the schedule, the Tigers will surpass 2 million fans at Comerica Park for the first time since 2017. And it's a mark that Detroit has hit just 20 times in their previous 124 seasons. So the only times we surpassed 3 million were, we did it four times, 2007, 2008, 2012, and 2013.
Just some good years.
Yeah. Those are years where you're competing for a World Series. Uh-huh.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you win.
The British ambassador of the United States, or to the United States, has his sights set on London to host the first international Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl should not be played internationally.
No, no.
He's pushing for it.
Sure, there's a lot of countries.
Mandelson, he believes that London's successful track record hosting regular season NFL games is kind of, you know, it's strong. He's using that, and he thinks that we've got a strong fan base. It's a great suitable location.
Pete, I'm glad that everybody laughed at him because they should. It's never going overseas. It should never go overseas. Greg?
Perhaps not, but to me, a London Super Bowl makes more sense than a London regular season game.
Why?
Because
show your work.
Teams travel to the Super Bowl a week prior anyway. There's no season to get back to afterward. So it's the travel there, the travel back, getting reorganized. It makes more sense to have it a London game at the very end of the season than in the middle of the season.
Logistically.
Yes.
Jinx. Logistically, for the teams and travel, sure.
But not for the stage that is the Super Bowl.
No, that is ours. It is American Super Bowl. It's American football.
We fought a war in 1776 for the Super Bowl.
USA! I, if this ever happens, I'm not watching.
Shut up. Yes,
I'm
you
calling
are.
It right now. I'm not watching. Unless the Lions are in it. But then I'll be even more mad.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, speaking of the Lions, you can soon get your hands on a pair of Lions Crocs. Crocs and the NFL have teamed up for a collab coming in September. So right away, they're going to drop 14 NFL Crocs. And then there'll be more to come as the season progresses. But the Lions will be available starting at $84.99. You can get your hands on them September 18th. They're blue with the black stripe down the middle. And then you can get all the little customary gibbets, the charms to go in it. All grit, they say. Lions. There's a Lion's helmet.
It says all grit on it?
One of them.
Can you be gritty wearing Crocs?
One of them says all grit.
Can you be considered gritty while wearing Crocs?
No. No.
Okay.
There's a manhunt underway for a Texas inmate who was mistakenly released from jail early on Sunday morning. Oops, the inmate was supposed to be transferred to a state prison, but authorities say jail staff failed to properly document this guy's existing sentence, which was 5 years for assaulting a family member and 2 years for evading arrest, leading them to mistakenly believe he was just eligible to be released after local charges, I guess, were dropped. So he's out and he's about and nobody knows where he's at. So the sheriff's deputy is saying, hey, if anyone knows about him or knows his whereabouts, please call 911 immediately.
So, I mean, they can't charge him with anything new because they let him go.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
He didn't escape.
No, it's not his responsibility to tell them, is it? Like, oh, by the way.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be here for 7 years.
Whoops. Yeah, they let him go.
Huh. They're with the news. AJ Hinch at 802. Coming up next, the commissioner talking realignment for the game of baseball. How would you do it? It's 97.1.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a scene, what a moment last night at Comerica Park. Walk off walk, Dan Dickerson on the call. John, they win the series.
Yes.
Statement series.
Now they could sweep the series, and they could sweep it with not allowing a run.
Shut them out both games. Look, and they needed some defense to do it.
Oh, how about the relay at home? Was it Carp to Torres to Dingler? That was, and I know it was reviewed, and there was a minor controversy, but yeah,
it was close play.
Yeah, got him.
And the Tigers needed extra innings to score the lone run of the game, left eight on base, but you win, and you win series, and you win series against good teams. We'll talk more about that coming up at 7:50, and whether people are all the way back in. Talk to AJ Hinch at 8:02. Rob Manfred making some news this week about realignment. There's some audio we want to play for people. This is him talking about reimagining the league, divisions, and expansion. That was on Sunday Night Baseball this week. He's talking East-West. That means no AL-NL. And reimagining divisions.
Well, you can still have AL-NL.
You could, but I think the implication is you wouldn't. And whether you'd be in favor of it, but more specifically, who would you group the Tigers with if everything was on the table? Because I've seen some of these proposals since Sunday night, and they have, on one hand, the Tigers in a four-team division with the Reds, Guardians, and Blue Jays. Yeah. I've also seen one that's kind of like a U-shape in the Midwest, which would be Twins, Brewers, Tigers, Blue Jays, which would be radically different than the division they're in right now.
If that happens, and one that I've seen still preserves American League, National League, and I don't want to get away from the history that is American League and National League, is American League Great Lakes. And it does, it has that U-shape that you're just talking about, the Twins, the Tigers, the Brewers, and the Blue Jays. And I would just substitute the Blue Jays for Cleveland.
Okay.
Cleveland's closer.
Yeah.
And because the division that Cleveland is in has Baltimore, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland.
So you just put Blue Jays in there.
Put Blue Jays in there. Call it and they're calling it the Mid-Atlantic. But Toronto, by geography, is closer to Pittsburgh, is closer to Washington, is closer to all those. And Cleveland's closer to Detroit.
Well, and certainly than putting Toronto in a division with Minnesota. Like, you just look at it on a map, and if the goal is to minimize travel, yeah, I think that's a good tweak to it. But I want to go back to something. You would not be in favor of East and West.
No.
Scrapping AL-NL.
No.
Why?
Well, okay, this has total sentimental value. It's just the history of American League, National League. And I know what used to divide it was American League didn't have pitchers hitting. It had the DH.
But now it's uniform now.
Yes, it's uniform, but it's still, there's a history to the American League and National League, and those two leagues face off in the World Series.
Right, but what if we just did it like every other sport where you had East and West?
I don't like it.
Just because it's different, so much though. But there's a reason everybody else does it that way, and it's for what Manfred said. It's so that your postseason makes more sense.
You can have National League, you could have Midwest, Central, Southwest, Northwest, and you can have the American League, Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Great Lakes, Southeast. So you label your divisions, but you still have four divisions in the American League. You still have four divisions in the National League.
That's what the NFL did in 2002 with realignment. When Houston came in, they went to the eight divisions. They still kept the National Football Conference and the American Football Conference.
Yeah. AFC, NFC.
I'm with John on this, and I think the naming of the awards, National League Cy Young, American League Cy Young, that kind of stuff matters. Baseball's a game of history.
Yeah.
Don't throw it all away.
Yeah, to me, that's what it would just be, throwing away all of that history.
I think baseball's made some big mistakes in terms of like expanding playoffs and things like that, because this would just open the door to more division champs, probably an eight-team playoff in each conference, which is just disgusting in baseball. It's like, why are you playing 162?
So the first question is, do you want to stay AL-NL, or is East-West kind of the implication, something you'd be in favor of? And then the second thing is, who do you want to pair with the Tigers? Tom, who would you put with the Tigers?
I think Cleveland has to stay.
Yeah.
After that, I would be open to things like the Reds and Blue Jays, or if it's, you know, Twins and or Brewers and White Sox. Like, so these are 4-team divisions, right?
Yes.
So Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, Milwaukee. I mean, that is short travel.
Yeah, and you preserve some of that history that you've built up with Cleveland, with the White Sox.
Well, especially with Cleveland, there is a little bit of a rivalry there.
Sure.
I mean, it's not a huge rivalry, but there's something there.
So some of these proposals put Cleveland and Cincinnati together. We do not have them together. They're currently not together. I don't think you have to put them together.
I think the idea of the Cincinnati Reds leaving the National League would upset baseball purists.
Oh, especially in Cincinnati.
Yes.
So as I'm looking at a map, what I think you do is Detroit and Cleveland, they stay together geographically. Rivalries have to stay. And then I think I'd put Milwaukee and Toronto. They all used to be together back in prior to 94 when they so that could be your four-team pod.
Where, so no White Sox?
White Sox weren't, no. They would be with the Cubs, and they would be with the Cardinals and the Twins, maybe? The Reds would go with the Pirates, Orioles, and Nationals, if I was cutting it up that way.
We call two of the divisions of the leaders in... what was the one of the legends?
Legends and leaders, yeah. Some of this also depends on where the expansion's coming. People suggest that it would be like a Nashville and a Charlotte, or a Portland and a Charlotte.
Yeah, Portland and a Charlotte. It's the one I'm looking at, yeah.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Craig in Clinton Township, good morning.
Good morning. I heard about this a couple of days ago, and it just really upsets me because baseball is just selling out for money. It's all about ESPN, all these other stations that are grabbing up baseball for the money, and so now we're bowing to the money and ruining, to me, the whole nature of what baseball is. And I just don't see any good purpose in this.
So what if they kept AL-NL but just reimagined the divisions? Would that be okay with you?
I guess, I just don't like a four-team division. I just think that, you know, how many times are we going to play each other during the season? 20 times during the season? That gets old real quick because when we were back at 19 times a season, it was great. I like the way it is now as far as the scheduling, but I still don't want to give up what's been traditionally baseball. And I guess I'm just too old to change. 82 years old, so.
I'm not a big fan of change either. So, Craig, I support you on that. But when you look at some of the divisions, it does look like fun. And so the one I'm looking at was put out by MLB on Fox. And the Northeast would have the two New York teams, Boston and Philly.
Oh, man. Toxic.
It'd
be great.
Well, and then the NL Midwest, because I'm not, I refuse to give up on National League, American League, but the NL Midwest would be the two Chicago teams, St. Louis and Cincinnati.
Yeah.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. WTF, no Cubbies in the Tiger division? Last time I checked, Chicago was on the Great Lakes.
Right, so White Sox.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is what you would do.
Yeah. I wouldn't move
the Cubs and the White Sox in. And Cleveland, maybe that's what he wants. I like the division as is. Seems like they're trying to shake it up just to shake it up. Texter says, give me a division with Toronto, Boston, New York, and the Tigers. No, we're shoehorned into that one.
No.
Don't forget Milwaukee was in the AL for years. And the texter says, statement win, statement series win. Would love a sweep today. I'm 100% over my July cry. Eat 'em up, Tigers.
There
we're going to talk about that next, baby. It's 97.1.
America's favorite place to watch baseball, especially at this time of the year, football, because we've got that on the horizon. It is week zero. That's at Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for us, the sports fan. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot-tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, I want to clean up the conversation we were just having. Rob Manfred was on Sunday Night Baseball. The idea of expansion came up that would get them to 32 teams. And he brought up, well, we could realign our divisions. And it sent everybody in baseball into creating little maps and pods and reimagining the sport. In his explanation, he talked about TV windows for the postseason and it being attractive to put our West Coast teams together and our East Coast teams together, which would suggest more of an East-West, like the NBA and the NHL, and less of an AL-NL. But you really could just label one the AL and one the NL to keep the history going if you wanted.
Right. The all the teams on the East Coast are AL teams.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Please don't put us in the National League. We're American League team.
But the point is those lines don't exist anymore. Everybody has a DH. The rules have been uniform.
I understand that. But there's still a lot of history behind American League, National League. And in National League teams, hey, you could be on the West Coast. American League teams on the East Coast.
Fine.
And I get the whole, you know, in the postseason when you're having those type of broadcast, it does fill those windows. And yeah, it makes sense.
That's the thought there.
I think the ultimate division for the Tigers would be the White Sox, the Tigers, the Brewers, and Cleveland.
Okay. So it's kicking out the Twins.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. 248-539-9797. Milwaukee should be in the division with the Chicago teams. Kind of a Chicago North.
Yeah.
Tech of Texture says, I want to keep Cleveland and Cincinnati in separate divisions. And you should do the same thing with the Sox and the Cubs. Tigers and Pirates haven't had a rivalry since the 1909 World Series, but the MLB keeps trying to cram them together. Wouldn't be surprised if they end up in the same division. That's John and Lake Orion. Tech says, Tigers, Guardians, Pirates, Blue Jays would be their four-team pod. Tigers, Guardians, Cubs, and Brewers, another vote.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what this whole thing is between getting Detroit and Pittsburgh to be in the same division or the rivalry that Major League Baseball is trying to create between the Tigers and Pittsburgh.
No, the thought here is to reduce travel, create pods that make more sense, reimagine things if and when they expand. Okay, the Tigers won last night, and we played the walk-off a few times already this morning, but John, the implication here is what? They are back on top in the American League. They made their statement, and that statement is...
They're a good team. They are a good team. Like we all know that the flaws. There's a lot of teams that have flaws. Every team has flaws. But they had a slump where pitching wasn't there in both starters and relievers. Even Scooble didn't have his best stuff for two starts. The bats vanished. Some of them have continued to vanish and may never come back, but enough of them have. And now you get a night like last night where we said it. Hey, if Scooble, you got to be the guy that gets us through right now seven innings, and then it's Finnegan and it's Vest, and that was the formula for last night. Don't allow him to run. Don't allow him to score. If it's a one run victory, then so be it.
We had a texter refer to it as the July cry. You know, as everybody freaked out, they lost 12 of 13. We had real phone calls and texts, people saying they're going to lose this division. Then the deadline rolls around and we weren't happy about it. Wanted to see more moves. Kind of a buzzkill for a team that had been playing well. Well, fast forward, they've won four straight series and just beat a team with a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
This is their first series win against a team with a winning record in the second half of the season. That feels like we're going to circle this moment, right? A walk-off, standing crowd, bases loaded, rain falling, very picturesque, and it's a series win for the Tigers, gives them separation for a first-round bye. This is one of those moments you circle, and we want to know if they're all the way back to you. For wherever you drop them to in your mind mentally 4 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, are they all the way back to where they were before the skid, before the deadline? Where you go, hey, you know what? This team's as good as anybody in the American League. Nothing's promised. They're not guaranteed to beat anybody. No. You can still not be happy with the deadline, but do you feel like they're all the way back to that preeminent top spot in the American League? 248-539-9797. And I think you have to say yes.
I say yes. I've come to the conclusion that was just a horrific slump. And the thing, the way this team's structured and when they have success with matchups and the way AJ does things, when a lot of things aren't clicking, it looks extremely ugly. And that's what happened. I think, the Mariners came in here and kicked their butt. They went to the All-Star break. Some players had distractions they've never had before, maybe.
And they ran into a red hot Toronto team out of the break.
Yeah. And every team slumps. It was just a very bad slump. And they've taken what was got down to a 5.5 game lead to 9.5. And it's actually 9 now at the Royals. The Royals have jumped the Guardians. It's like, to me, the only reason to just have any concern, I don't think this is going to happen, but they do play the Royals 6 of the next 10 games. If the Royals, you know, won 5 out of 6, then maybe you're starting to question again, but I don't see that happening because this team's playing good again. They got Carpenter back. They had to survive an Olsen injury. Like, I think we overlooked the Carpenter thing. We did not give enough attention to that.
At the same time, if like you said, if you wanted to look for things that still concern you, they exist. They're far from a perfect baseball team. 0-8 with runners in scoring position last night.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's
it. Just keeps going back to what I've been saying like all year. I think they can get to the ALCS, but last year, ultimately, the hitting just got pinched, and I think they're better this year.
Quick. Well, and the run differential. Right now, they are second best in the American League in terms of run differential.
Corey in Birmingham. I got to keep it under 60 seconds so we can get to AJ Hinch. What's up?
Okay. Hey, guys. Great show. Love you guys. My issue with the Tigers is when there's high-end pitching, they don't do well. Just like last night, God forbid they get to the playoffs and Skubal loses the first game, it's over. They can beat anybody in the American League. It's the National League that I'm concerned with once they, if they, you know, make it to the World Series. That's my concern.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, they need Skubal to win. Skubal starts.
All the Skubal starts.
Yeah.
And you need the Jack from Monday night to be the Jack for the postseason.
Yeah. And you're going to need Casey Mize to be his best version as well.
And it can't just be Vest and Finnegan, although those two have created a 1-2 punch. Mm-hmm. Let's get to the update. We'll get to AJ Hinch next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.